Hey, Scott, Rock File. Back on the podcast about some notes I was going to make to you. Yeah, for real. I was about to shut everything down in the studio here and write you a note of some things I've been thinking about doing with the podcast and in the group and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, why would I write it? It's easier for me to talk. And so here I am. By the way, on some of my services, including Apple Podcast, you get a transcription of my words. And it's fairly accurate, I got to say. Every once in a while, it gets a name of something wrong, but it's actually pretty good. So some ideas for the podcast, for the group, for why even do Patreon, that kind of stuff. With the podcast, I'm going to start putting out more. I can now record at home. I was trying to stick to a schedule of three a week on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays kind of thing, but that just doesn't work, especially when I record something and want to get it out there immediately. So, wow, this will be a good test of this. There's a dog barking outside. We'll see if that comes through on the microphone. So anyway, immediacy is a thing in today's world, and there's no reason why you should wait for Monday or Friday or whatever to get a podcast that I record that might be topical or just might be entertaining. I don't know. Anyway, I'll put them as they come out. I'll try not to do more than one a day. I think that's plenty. So there may still only be three or four a week, but maybe not. We'll see how it goes. But when something strikes my fancy, I want to record it, and I don't want it to sit there for a week before I record it, because I might go, it's not important anymore. So anyway, these I consider to be live performances, topical for the moment they're recorded in. Maybe you enjoy them after down the road. Who knows? But I'm putting them out there. They're up there. They'll be out there in the ether forever. Anyway. So that's part of what I wanted to talk about is scheduling. You used to look for them at certain points of the week. I'm just going to put them out when I can. They will most likely debut the next morning at the normal time, which is usually about 8 a.m. Eastern, I think, 4 a.m. Alaska time. That being said, if there is something that happens, breaking news, whatever, I now have the ability to whip one out without having to run to work and produce the thing and do all that. Today was a good test of being able to just sit down at the computer and do some stuff, turn it on, work, turn it off, be done, not tweak, not test, not any of that. So yay for being able to work. Anyway, all that about scheduling and everything, here we go. I had a Patreon. I have a few Patreon people. Thank you for still subscribing. I know I don't put anything there, and I haven't for a while, because I've wanted to do something more with it. And what would I ask people to actually contribute to financially? What would be worth their time and money? Okay, so here's something I came up with. I'm a radio guy. And although some of my interviews are done on Zoom and with video, I don't do a lot on video yet. I hope to at some point, and I will. But it takes a lot more time to produce videos and that kind of thing. So what I'm talking about wouldn't be a highly produced 4K YouTube extravaganza with Dolby Surround and all that. I'm thinking about setting up a webcam that would record me recording these podcasts. Like I said, nothing in my face. It might be off to the side or something, because I don't want to really feel like I'm being watched either. I do these things, stream of consciousness, live in the studio. Sometimes I'm gesturing with my hands. Sometimes I'm wearing comfy clothes. So these are not things I want to put out in the public to promote what I do. Part of being a radio guy and a podcaster is that, not anonymity, but the mystery of it. You don't see me talking, so that you have a different idea in your mind of what I look like, or how tall I am. Boy, I can't tell you how many times I've heard, I thought you'd be bigger. Anyway. So for Patreon, to make it worth you giving a couple bucks a month, I'm thinking about doing that I will record these podcasts live to a webcam that's in the room nearby. I will use the audio from the podcast, so you will get the professional sound, but you will see me, you know, in any way, shape, or form recording these podcasts, sometimes not with contacts in and that kind of stuff. Again, nothing I'd want out there in the public, but I feel that with my people who listen to my podcast, we get to know each other a little bit. And this would be something I would do for friends that I wouldn't do for the general public. Eventually, like I said, I've built this room to be able to record some very nice videos. I want to do reviews and things like that, but I'm not to that point yet as I test all this technology and get it all working. But what I can do in the interim to make a little money for myself, because all this stuff costs money, buying this equipment, the subscription to Podbean that hosts all of my hundreds of podcasts, all of that stuff adds up. Photoshop, Adobe Audition, the software I use, all that kind of stuff. There are costs involved, and yes, I do work in the industry, and you know, some costs are negligible. When you build a radio studio, you're going to do other things in it, obviously. But anyway, I'm not going to have, you know, $25 packages or whatever. I'm going to have a buck or two a month. One of the reasons why it'll be a little higher than a dollar is because, well, they take a big cut of it at Patreon. And I don't have a problem with that, but you know, when I was making, I don't know, $10, $15 a month, that's what the public saw. But I was getting, you know, out of $10, I think I get $8. Out of $5, I get $3 and change. So anyway, I'll set it very low because it's the monthly thing and ongoing. And that way I can also do some more behind the scenes stuff and keep that going. In addition to what I'm going to be doing on YouTube and stuff like this, would this kind of thing, this kind of behind the scenes thing, would only be available for Patreon people who are interested in viewing it. It wouldn't be highly produced. It's kind of the garage DIY thing. Here's a video of me at work kind of thing. But I would post those germane to the podcast, maybe me prepping or getting ready. There's not very much of that. Maybe just me sitting down, getting everything positioned and going 3, 2, 1, and here we go. And that's literally how I do the podcasts. So that's another idea of having this content on Patreon that you could only get to behind that wall, but make it something worthwhile and not just a reproduction of things that I'm putting out there in the public. This would something that would stay there, would only be there kind of thing. When I start doing the big, more grandiose and more professionally produced videos to review certain things, then that would be a behind the scenes look on how those things are made as well. Anyway, that's an idea. If you'd like to follow my Patreon and subscribe, I will put a link in this podcast and going forward, because I really haven't talked about podcast or Patreon in a while. I feel that to have a Patreon account, you really have to have some content that gives the fan something. And I haven't been able to do that. So here we go. Those are a couple of ideas for the podcast going forward. Get used to a varying schedule and maybe some interesting Patreon content. See, that was much easier than typing it out and probably more entertaining as well. Have a spectacular day. Thank you for all that you do in listening, sharing, subscribing, liking, and all that stuff. Every like, every share, every subscription helps this project grow. And I honestly am here to talk about things that I love, introduce you to things you may not know about, that kind of thing. That's kind of why we're here at Rock Miles Podcast. So I hope you enjoy the journey going forward. Life is all about the journey. Let's have fun. I'm Scott. I'm Rockfile. Thanks for subscribing. Have a great day.